U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was severely beaten with a hammer this morning when an attacker broke into their San Francisco home. The speaker was not there at the time. Authorities said the suspect, identified as 42-year-old David DePepe, specifically targeted the residents. He shouted, "Where is Nancy?" before assaulting her husband. San Francisco Police Chief William Scott said officers checking on the home witnessed the attack.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
Paul Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries to his head and body. He is in the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. The attack comes as threats to American lawmakers are at an all-time high, 2 years after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Lisa Desjardins has been following all this, and she joins me now. So, Lisa, hello. What more do we know about what happened?
Well, we did get a statement just a few minutes ago from Speaker Pelosi's office. They did say that Paul Pelosi did make it through surgery for this, a skull fracture, as well as for damage to a right arm and to his hand. Surgery for those things. They say that he was successfully got out of surgery and is expected to fully recover. So that is good news. We know that he was assaulted with a hammer. We don't know if there were other weapons involved or other aspects of the assault that happened before the police arrived. Hopefully we'll get those details soon. The suspect, as you said, is a 42-year-old, someone believed to have resided in Berkeley, California, nearby. Now, we asked Mary McCord, of course, we know that she's someone who's been in National Security Department of Justice, an expert on these things, about some things that she's been hearing and that research has found about an online presence for someone with his same name. Here's what she told us.
It's not confirmed that this is the same person, but a person with the same name as the attacker is connected to a couple of different online platforms, one being a blog spot that seems to be espousing free speech and decrying censorship by the government, and the other is a website that engages in anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, QAnon, conspiracy theories, and hate speech targeting women and immigrants.